Welcome to our Advent edition of Crosstalk, where God's word of faith, hope, and love fills us and prepares us to worship Christ, the newborn King. Here's yours truly, Pastor Ken. A reading from the first two and last two verses of Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. Then chapter 11 continues with a list of God's people of faith, and the chapter ends with, "These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had been planning something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect." As we enter the season of Advent and begin the annual recentering of our lives around the birth of Christ, there are two words in this scripture that capture my attention: confidence and assurance. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. There is a crisis of confidence in our country. Half of the country has no confidence, no faith, that the Republicans and their leaders will tell the truth and act with integrity. Half of the country has no confidence, no faith, that the Democrats and their leaders will tell the truth and act with integrity. There is a lack of confidence in our news agencies, in the scientific community and their recommendations on how to navigate the COVID pandemic. And I suspect there's a lack of confidence in the Christian church at times as well. In other words, we just don't believe them. We have no faith in them, and so we are not reassured by them. So when our government officials tell us that all is well, just trust me, we say, I'm not so sure. When the scientific community promises us that the earth is warming and this is how to fix it, and masks work and vaccines are safe, well, we raise a skeptical eyebrow. And when the church tells us it's a place of love, grace, and acceptance, yet no one talks to me, or I don't fit in, or my particular sins draw an unusual amount of critical reaction, we don't find much assurance in those words. We have no faith or confidence. The season of Advent, however, nudges us once again to be people of faith, to place our confidence in the God who became flesh for us, who became one of us, and who kept his promises to us in the birth of Christ our Savior, and not to put our faith in ourselves or any other imperfect, temporary, human earthly institution. When our faith rests in Christ our Savior, however, then we can be confident that God keeps his word, and we can be confident that his love for us endures forever. We can rest assured that the things we cannot yet see, like the glory of heaven, that it's real and it is for us. When our faith rests in Christ and his word, there is no crisis of confidence for us. In fact, just the opposite is true. We live each day in the assurance of God's grace and God's acceptance. Can we be confident that God loves us? Yes, the manger tells us so. Can we be confident that God can do the impossible? Absolutely, the manger is proof of it. Can we be confident that God has kept his promise to redeem us from sin and death? For sure, the manger tells us so. And the cross, and the empty tomb, and the water of our baptism, and the truth and life of God's word. This Advent Christmas season, we are called again in the midst of a world where there is a crisis of confidence, to be people of faith, to live by faith in the Christ of the cradle and the cross, so that we can live in the confidence of things hoped for and in the assurance of things not seen. Now, here's a question for you to consider yourself or to discuss within your household. Is there any area of your life where there's something unknown or unseen, where you're struggling to trust, believe, and be assured that God will get you through it and that God's word is trustworthy? If so, share it with someone and talk about why it's difficult for you to be confident in God's goodness and faithfulness. Let's pray. Gracious Father, send your Holy Spirit into our hearts that we might grow in faith and live by faith, trusting always and only in your Son, Jesus our Lord. Amen.